Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back to 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And if you want to find out about the new book, The Third Ingredient, go to thirdingredient.com. And by the way, that book, as of this week, this last week, that book has won 5 international awards, the new book, the Third Ingredient. So I'm kind of proud of that. So you can check that out. Also at Amazon. Both of them are available at Amazon. Will Herman, I bet your book, The Startup Playbook, is available on Amazon too, isn't it?
It is. It is. Just search for Startup Playbook.
And also startup-playbook.com is the website to find more about it if you want to read more about it. So this is – Will, folks, by the way, is an expert on startups. He's an expert on being an entrepreneur. He's an expert on capitalizing these businesses. He's done it a number of different ways, from bootstrapping to IPOs. He's a great resource. I encourage you to find the book, which he co-authored, The Startup Playbook. And Will, thanks again for being here, and congratulations on your success. We were talking in the previous segment about the 3 types of entrepreneurs, and I'd like, if you don't mind, I'd like to continue moving in that direction and then invite you back a few other times, and we'll get more into your book and into more of the details of the other areas of being an entrepreneur. Is that okay with you?
Happy to. That's great.
So let's move over and talk about – I'm not really – as much involved in nonprofits maybe as I ought to be. I like profit. I like businesses that are making a profit, and nothing against the others. It's just that I think I want to work with people who are making things, who are creating things, who are growing the economy, and who are making something out of nothing. And that's what I think the other 2 examples of an entrepreneur, what they do. They make something from nothing and create something from something that didn't exist before. And the one example would be the local entrepreneur. And a lot of times people call them lifestyle entrepreneurs. And the other is what you call the startup, which is the one who wants to scale, who wants to maybe ultimately be acquired or go IPO, and then probably within 5 to 10 years not even be part of the business anymore, right?
Right. That's exactly right.
So let's talk about what their next steps are when they're out of the box and they're ready to go. They're knocking on doors. They're looking for the street example, in the Main Street example, that startup is knocking on doors looking for customers. What do you tell your startups, your scaling startup? What do you tell them how to balance customers versus investors? Because sometimes they call on, you know, I talk to them and I say, what's your next step? And they say, well, I'm looking for funding. And I said, do you have any customers? Oh, no, I don't have any customers. I need funding. What do you sell them?
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. Mm-hmm. That funding is funding is the first priority of the first perceived priority of all founders of startups. And in our book, we even joke about it. We don't start talking about funding until chapter 7. And, our first sentence there is, you came here first, didn't you? Even though we told you not to. And that's it. I mean, it's understandable that people are worried about how to make it to day 2, and to have the money to make it to day 2. Our philosophy is that you can actually start companies on the cheap. This is create startups on the cheap by going through a process that we call the vetting loop, where the first point in the vetting loop is identifying who your customers are. And it's not until you understand your customers and go out and talk to them, potential customers at this point, and find out if you have a real value proposition for them. You know, are they interested in what you're selling? Will they buy what you're selling? Do they have budget for what you're selling? And if you go out and do that first, then you actually need less money to start your company.
Mm-hmm.
So it, companies, the money shouldn't be first. It's on your mind, of course, because you need to grow fast. Everything's got to be about speed. But if you take a step back and, as you're saying, engage with potential customers, talk to them, understand their needs, understand their problem, understand if your idea addresses it correctly, then, in fact, you can do it on a lower budget. And then you need to go look for money.
As an angel investor, as an IPO with veteran, I mean, pretty quickly somebody's going to start saying, well, tell me about the dogs eating your dog food.
Right.
I mean, people who don't care about you, who may never come back, did they like your stuff? You know, and I remind people of all categories of entrepreneurs that the best capital comes from a customer. The purest, most beautiful, most pristine capital comes from a customer, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Revenue, yeah. That's the people who pay for your product. That's the best source of capital. It's in a startup. It's not fast enough because day one you can't have 10,000 customers, or it's unlikely that you will. So you still need outside money. But getting to a break even point where you're feeding yourself is a wonderful, wonderful place that most startups don't really think about anymore because there's so much capital available.
Quickly, if you see someone who's too focused on capital, on funding, and not focused enough on customers, is that a turnoff for you?
Yes, it is. Totally. Okay.
I need your website one more time.
Gotta tell me who you customer. Startup-playbook.com.
All right, and they can find it on Amazon. The book is called The Startup Playbook. Hey, will you come back? You got a lot more to teach us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.